One big challenge many sales teams face is the fact that, yeah, they get distracted by things that are not going to help move the deal forward. I mean, in fact, there's a study that has been proven that salespeople sell on average about 30 to 40% of their time to a customer. That's crazy. 60% to 70% of your seller's time is not focusing on actually selling. Why is that? On today's episode, my guest, Risa, is going to talk to us about what we can do to ensure that our team has time to sell and that they're selling effectively. You're going to love this. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist, and I'm so excited to bring you this episode. Now, this podcast episode was aired on my other show, The Sales Evangelist, and I want you to check this out because Risa brought so much wisdom, so much knowledge. She is a certified HubSpot partner, as well as she is certified in helping your team with their demand gen. She works with sales teams from small to large organizations, and she just brings a lot of wisdom. She's been able to see some of the things that cause salespeople to have challenge. And as we were focusing on some of the people of color out there that are successful, we figured we're going to make sure Risa jump into this lineup and that she can share with you some of the wisdom that can help you as a seller as well. If you know somebody that's going into sales, somebody that could go into sales, they, you know, someone of color, and they just don't know the opportunities and the benefits that's out there, go ahead and point them this way. Let them know about this podcast and let them hear about some of these other sales professionals who are doing well in their avenues. And hopefully this can help them to jump into this career path as well, or to find success in their current sales career. If this is your first time listening to one of our podcast episodes, I ask you to go ahead and do something very simple for me. That includes just subscribing to the podcast. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, please go ahead and subscribe there as well. Leave us a rating and review. It would go a long way. Well, I won't take up much more time. Let's go ahead and dive into the episode. Welcome to the show, Risa.
Hi, Donald. So lovely to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. I'm super excited to talk about this topic. There's nothing more that I love talking about than besides family stuff, than sales. And I wanted to talk to you today because you posed a topic, and I feel this was something that we can all benefit from, no matter what size organization we're from. But how can we make sure our team is selling more? You know, how to ensure that your sales team actually have time to sell? And any sales rep, they'll tell you, yes, they're listening on the edge of their seat and they want to know what this is so they can take it back to their management. But before we crack into this and start hitting up these tips, why don't you tell us a little bit more about you and what you do?
Oh, sure. So I am a partner in a HubSpot certified agency. We're actually a platinum certified agency based in Israel. So we do focus a lot on sales enablement and helping companies, especially the startups in Israel, because there are over 70% of them that are using HubSpot. So we train them on how to use HubSpot tools, both for sales and marketing. So we are one of the top three agencies here now in Israel, and we work primarily with startups, but we also work with a lot of traditional companies that say manufacturing and agriculture as well, because those are the guys who are still on Excel and still not really using CRMs as they should. Mm-hmm. So we are definitely like penetrating that market as well and helping them understand the value of using CRMs and helping their sales teams actually do more effective sales.
Well, this is fascinating. So we're going to hit up some sales enablement stuff here that's going to, you know, give us this concept. But I want to talk about a challenge. I want to talk about this pain that salespeople are facing and companies. Salespeople not having enough time. Tell me about that. What do you usually hear when you have boots on the ground, you're working with these companies? What are salespeople and sales leaders telling you about the time that the sellers have or don't have?
Yeah. So this is Israel. So first of all, when it comes to having time, it means what they are actually complaining about is that the salespeople often aren't given any training or any type of processes in place to make their whole experience within that company very efficient. They basically throw you in the deep waters and expect you to swim. So they have very little time to really understand the product. And this is where, if they have any training, this is where the emphasis is. What are we selling? But again, being startups and technology companies, they're so focused on the technology of the product that they're selling, they sometimes spend less time in understanding the value or the benefits that product is actually going to bring to the consumer. So they do spend a lot of time trying to just find their way through that conversation and to bring the real benefits and values to the customers that they see. So when they complain they have no time, it's now because their sales processes are all over the place. There is no accountability. There is no real way of giving reports or giving back feedback to the management about what they're doing or what were their successes. It basically happens because the CEO will pass by his desk. How many calls you made today? What happened last week? What happened to that deal? Because the CEO themselves are so very involved in the sales process because it's a new company. They just basically think attacking the salesperson for this information on the spot will actually bring them the results they need. So by the time I get into that company, you know, most of the times when I first started, I was mostly focusing on marketing. Mm-hmm. But by the time I got into most companies, I had to stop. I put all the marketing aside. I said, no matter what marketing campaign I set up for you, regardless, if you don't have a proper sales process in place, or those salespeople know how to like log emails, you know, summarize conversations properly, or even just reduce the administrative work on their part so they don't spend all of their time writing reports instead of actually selling, then there's no need for my marketing because it will never help anything that they do. So in the last year, I really changed my business in 360 degrees and really going back and trying to help those salespeople spend less time on administrative work and have more time actually selling.
So the first thing that, you know, that hit me right in the face so far is the organization did not have anything. They just told a sales rep, you know, you're throwing them to the wolves. Go figure this out. Go make money. No training. Just make it happen. And yes. That's a common thing, unfortunately, that we see with sellers. And I mean, with organizations, and it boggles my mind. And if you want to be able to have a really ridiculously successful organization, I think one of the biggest things that it comes down to is not like anything complicated. It's like what you're saying. Just have a system. Have a stinking process. And if you can do that, it's going to... Because now you don't have sales reps guessing what to do. If I have a sales rep coming to my organization and it takes them 6 months to get up and going by guessing, what if I could bring that down to 2 months by giving them exactly what to do? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And again, you know, as you said, a lot of the times the sales reps are going to have to spend time understanding the product that they have to sell anyway.
Yeah.
So if you have a process in place that helps them say, okay, these are the first 5 things you do once you interact with a customer. These are the value statements we say, this is how you record that conversation or summarize, and have those things in place beforehand so they know this is the least of their worries, because right now they're all trying to make up ways of how do I make what I am doing visible to the management so they don't think I'm not doing anything all day. Because this is also a conflict, you know, because when management don't see sales coming in, they think sales people are not doing a good job. When they might have been doing 100 calls a day, but there's no way for them to report that they have done 100 calls a day. So just saying it or just not having it more visible for the management gives that added pressure and makes them feel that they're paying someone for not bringing real results.
So let's start. What are the 3 things? Let's maybe focus on that. What are 3 things companies can do to ensure that their sales teams are actually having time to sell? Give us your top 3 things that you see, and let's just take a few minutes and go over each of those.
Yes, sure. So the first top 3 things I actually make everybody implement, no matter what. And you know, again, I'm a HubSpot partner, so obviously I'm a bit more biased towards that platform.
Fair but enough. They're good software.
Yeah, exactly. No, but still, I do meet up my Salesforce gurus who are like telling me, no, I prefer Salesforce. I love my Salesforce. And I'm like, okay, you may love anything else. I don't care what you work on, Salesforce, Zoho, whatever. But at the end of the day, if these platforms are not helping you become more efficient, and sometimes they don't even use those platforms very well. Because I look at the Salesforce gurus and I say to them, okay, so show me how you're using Salesforce. What are you doing? And those platforms are just as messy as if they were using an Excel or anything else.
Wow.
So the first thing actually I get off of the platforms and I just try to ask them, what do they wish they can do more efficiently? So 3 things I always suggest. First is to connect their email inbox with the CRM. So with HubSpot, when you do that, you no longer have to summarize your conversation for your boss. And he easily has a visibility of seeing exactly the kind of content you're sending to all his prospects. So we at that stage could actually test to see what messages are working from the marketing standpoint, because we see the response rate, we see the click rate. So we no longer have to sit down and wonder, okay, that email he sent, did he really send it? And what were the different tactics, or what were the different measurements we can check to see if it worked? You know, was the headline good enough? Was the content good enough? The time of the day that he sent it, was it appropriate? So we can check all of these things, because today, both marketing and sales are very metric. You can measure every single thing. So it's no longer like before door-to-door selling, where you don't know what he said when he went to that door and talked to that prospect. We can check everything today. So the first thing I say, connect your email inbox into HubSpot. I know Salesforce has that ability as well today, but HubSpot has a little bit more, because you can automate some of that. So you can know, for example, after you came from a conference, you want to send 3 emails to those people you met at the conference, and you can set up that sequence in HubSpot. So it comes directly from your email inbox, and it seems more like a very personalized email that they're getting, but it's actually something we've automated and set up for them. So this is the first thing.
So let's kick that for a little bit there. You also mentioned, you mentioned a little bit earlier that this will save time, because, you know, it's something that must be done because organizations must do it. Do you know on average how much time that's taking sales reps to do it manually right now?
Usually it reduces their time by 21%. But again, like when I measured the example of the conference, think about it. Most people travel to conferences, mm-hmm. and they have to wait until they get back to their offices, and they wait until they upload the leads. It's about a week at least before they reach out to the people who they met at the conference. With this tool, you are actually activating it while you are at the conference. So people can actually get the emails from the first day that you met them at the conference, because it's already set up and automated, since you will be scanning their business cards and uploading it to HubSpot immediately, and they go into a special list that they're actually starting to get those emails immediately after your interaction. So you stay hot, you stay warm. So by the time you get back to your office, you're now scheduling meetings and calls to take it to another step. You're no longer just waiting to say, hi, I met you at this conference, remember me? When nobody might have remembered you by then. So this is the advantage you get by really setting things up earlier and using these types of systems to improve your sales process.
So just love it. And a great idea there. If you told me this, you know, back in my days, man, I think I would have been performing a lot better. But we learn, right? We learn and we grow.
Exactly.
Let's jump on to number 2. What's the second thing?
So number 2 is the second thing I like, is to tell them, okay, connect your meeting, set up a meeting link, so you can add this to your email communications or anything. So when you're trying to set up a meeting with someone, you don't do the back and forth of what time are you available, is it Monday or Thursday? Because you usually take 7 emails to actually set up a meeting with someone, because you always go back and forth on their calendar or your calendar. Now, some sales reps are savvy today and they are using Calendly, and I say bravo to them. That's mm-hmm. a good step that you started using Calendly or any of those meeting scheduling tools. But why, again, I emphasize to people to use HubSpot is because of the amazing tool that they have within that meeting scheduling tool, where they will take somebody out of every marketing email nurture once they have set a meeting with sales. And this reduces the friction between sales and marketing. Because what the sales reps always get mad about is when they're actually talking to a prospect and marketing is sending emails to that prospect still, like, nurturing them. So to avoid that conflict, once you're using HubSpot's meeting link, it will automatically take them out of every marketing email nurture once the prospect has booked a meeting with sales. So it's a win-win.
Interesting. You know, and I love the email. I think I first got introduced to some of those things. I'm not sure if you remember HubSpot had Sidekick way back in the days.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I did episodes on that in my archive, but it was like a game changer. And then I know they got the embedded stuff inside. Well, that was more of an email side. And then it got the calendar part included in it. But it was a powerful capability. And what I like about it too, here's the other part. I feel that sometimes with somebody just posted this in our group, and maybe you have data on it, but what I see that works better for me, instead of sending somebody just the link to say a cold prospect, if I'm just reaching out to you for the very first time and I see, you know, I want to introduce myself to you, I, you know, send them just a link to say, well, Ressa, can you go ahead and schedule a time on my calendar? We'd love to chat. It's like, that's different as opposed to me embedding like you can do with your, I know HubSpot has that, you can embed three specific times.
Yes.
That makes such a much big difference, because the other one where you send a link, it's like me doing the work and it seems like it's lazy selling on your part. It's like, oh, go figure out a time on my calendar and come back to me. It's like, no, I'd love to talk to you. Here's the reason why I think I could, you know, I can help you. You know, would one of these times be open to you? And I can see that.
Exactly. You can use it like that as well, for sure. You know, giving some options, again, bringing it back, but making sure it's within your calendar time, and they can have the option of even checking your calendar directly and deciding.
All right. Go for it.
Yeah. So these are the first two that I always recommend. My third favorite tool that I always say to them is the templates and sequences. And guess what? All of these three tools I'm talking about, they're all free in HubSpot today, right? So it's not something you're paying for.
What?
So even if it is, even if it is something that you're thinking of, okay, I don't want to invest in HubSpot, I'm not really sure. These are all free. You have no excuses. Just download the free CRM, as you might have known. But once you download the free CRM, these three features are free in this tool. So my third one is about the templates, and I'll tell you how templates work and why it's efficient. Now, templates is usually when you have the same types of messages or emails that you're sending to prospects. So let's say, you know, each time, like, you know, salespeople, they love to use LinkedIn, for example, to first do their cold outreach. And then they get these emails, and then they're going to send some type of email introducing their company, what they can do. So those emails are usually tagged as the same thing they're going to use.
Mm-hmm.
But what's good about it, you can set it up as a template in HubSpot. Then once your inbox is connected, you can simply click a button that will actually copy all of that text straight into your HubSpot, into a Gmail email. And then you can change a couple of things. Maybe you want to, you know, say something else a bit different or add a little extra line. But the bulk of the email is already there. So this is what helps you to, like, again, be more efficient. But I must say, one of the surprising things that I encountered in training a lot of salespeople is that salespeople can't write visually. I don't know how some of them have their jobs. So once they want to, and this is how marketing can actually help them a bit, because sometimes the salespeople don't know how to write certain emails very well to get that, you know, flair. So the marketing people could set up those templates for the salespeople, so they can just use that now into their messages, so they don't confuse anything, as well as it keeps the brand message of the company very consistent. So they don't get to make up extra things. They can change one or two lines, but the bulk of the message will stay consistent with the company's statement. Mm. So this is good. And the added feature about that is also that you can track when somebody opens that email or if they forward it to somebody else in the organization. And all of that is seen within HubSpot. So it's a good time when you see somebody open that email for you to pick up the phone at that point and call them. And the good thing is that they don't get a notification that you know that they know they opened the email. So it's a kind of secret thing, right? So they don't know you knew that. But you could conveniently call them. And of course, you don't be spooky and say, hey, I just saw you open my email. Because again, you don't want to freak them out. But you do want to use that kind of intelligence to call the people at the right time. So these are three amazing tools that I think really allow salespeople to become more efficient, reduce the administrative time of summarizing to their boss what they do. Because again, all of this is recorded in HubSpot. Then you can have the report. So the boss could just go to the sales rep record in HubSpot and see how many emails he sent out that day, what were the response rates like, you know, even calls, they can log in HubSpot so he can see how many calls they made. So it reduces that, hey, how much did you do today kind of feeling.
Man, fascinating. And again, to go back to what you're saying, no excuses. You can't say, well, it's too expensive. HubSpot costs an arm and a leg of my firstborn. It's like, it's free. Go check it out and test out this system.
Yes.
I want to get I would love to get your, I'm sure you have a bunch of clients that has seen benefits from these things, but would you be willing to share, you don't have to give names, any of your clients that has, when you first went in, started doing this and saw a big difference?
Yeah, of course. You know, several of my clients have seen great results in it. And I must say, each of them started off with a lot of pushback because, again, they came from their Salesforce guru. Your Salesforce did have a very strong presence in this market. So a lot of salespeople did not want to make that switch over to HubSpot. But again, being a startup, you don't have the luxury of just spending money. And this is the next thing I go in to help companies with, because a lot of startups don't really understand what platforms they should be using. They just use what they think is popular, what their friends will tell them to use. And then because they don't spend the time, as I shared earlier, they don't even have internal processes. So they don't even understand how to use a system or a platform like that properly. So they spend thousands and thousands of dollars every year. Nobody's using these platforms. So one of the things we really had to do, first of all, was try to educate them on trying to just be lean about their choices. There's no reason to spend thousands of dollars on a platform if you yourself don't have a proper sales process or business process in place that justifies the use of such an investment. So when I go in and I definitely use that to catch the management, great. But now these salespeople are still going to give us some pushback about it. So I would start off with those three tools that I told you earlier. And then I would just give the salespeople some time to test it out and see how it works for them. And eventually they would come back and they say, you know what, Rita, you were right. It did help reduce the time we were using. It did help us close more deals. It did help us even get more leads and prospects answering us. So for some of them, it's increased like 100% because they were doing nothing, you know, before, really not moving in any direction. Some of them, I saw that they had like incremental increases over time. So they would probably be getting like between 15 to 20% more leads or more. When I talk about these more opportunities, like sales qualified leads, not just people coming in to check your website. So some of them saw that response. I didn't have anybody who totally failed because I think everybody did see some level of improvement. The persons I saw that saw the companies, I had one or two companies who kind of retracted, but they retracted mostly because they just weren't ready for anything. Not even their product was ready. So if you don't have something to sell, then it's difficult to do anything with it. You can't change your messaging every week and expect somebody to know what the hell you're doing. So, you know, these were the kind of, let's say, on the scale of, on the outer scale, like didn't work for them. But most companies saw some level of improvement using these sorts of.
Man, well, I'm truly grateful for this, man. If there's one major takeaway you'd like listeners who are listening to this episode to walk away with, what's that one major piece of advice?
Just get the HubSpot free CRM. Stop wasting your money. Really. I don't understand why people pay for anything anymore. Especially, as I said, for early companies, early stage companies, even small businesses who don't have a budget to invest in platforms today, using the free version of HubSpot will help you at least organize your business in some level and in some sense. And this is what's needed at this stage of your business. So don't get invested into platforms because you see the brand and everything is supposed to be amazingly good. But take what's free, maximize what's free, understand it first for your business processes. And then when you can justify paying for something, then pay for it. There's no need to pay for something when you don't have to.
Love it. If listeners out there want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do so?
Really on LinkedIn. I think I am always on LinkedIn and most people connect with me there. So you can definitely check me out on LinkedIn at Rita Gooding. And then you can also come to my website. It's www.takaomedia.co. So you can see us there as well and the work we do there. But yeah, basically those are the places I am mostly.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come on our show today. We're sure truly appreciate this and your efforts to help us out.
Thank you, Donald. And enjoyed it very much. Looking forward to see all your sales enablement and all of your people really get involved and get their sales in order.
Thank you. That was Risa, and I'm so grateful for you being here, listening to her, and hearing her wisdom. And I want you to connect with her. You can find her on LinkedIn, as well as you can find her contact information in the show notes. Go back to her website. Let her know that you heard her on Selling in Color, as well as, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a rating and review. And you can also check out my other show, The Sales Evangelist. It would be greatly appreciated to have you do that as well. I do this because I want to help you. We bring on folks like this because we want people out there like you and me to know that there's opportunities. Sales could be successful. Sales is not just for the white guys. We can be successful out here as well and get some opportunities. So I want to help you. I want you to thrive. I want you to create generational wealth. I want you to be able to succeed. I don't want you to go out and beg for a piece of the pie. I want you to create your own pie. And this podcast with the guests that we're bringing on is here to help you do that. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And as always, make sure to go out and do big things. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon O'Bail. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.